Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to our second day of our Over 45 Can't Lose Weight group. And this is the time when we're starting either the cleanse or the shake day. So this is officially day one. We just had a call, and just sort of an introduction call, and that is recorded back at blogtalkradio.com/over45weight loss. So you can always listen to these calls after, because I know this time is not always conducive for everyone to get on. That's not a problem. We have them recorded for you. So today we're going to cover day one of the 30-day weight loss program from Isagenix, where we're going to help and support each other for the next 30 days as we all go through this journey together. And yes, I'm going with it, with everyone too, along with them. We'll also discover the different cleanse day choices today and what you need for this day. So there's a very good doc I recommended that everyone download this the other day, and it's in your office. You can actually just go to your back office and click on the 30-day program, and you'll see below there under, I believe it's marketing materials, you'll see a PDF that is 5 pages, and it's just excellent about the program and what's going to happen. And we know that when, you know, people have been saying to me, well, why are we having an over 45 group? And it's a really good question, because there's lots of information out there about if you're 20 and how to do this program. We're not 20. And as we age, it becomes, you know, a bigger challenge for many of us to lose that, what I call the wheat belly or the chubby belly. It's the one that where if we're sitting too much, which most people these days do live a more sedentary lifestyle than they did 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So if you're not going to the gym every day or you're not out cardio walking, then you need to address these things a little bit more slowly. So that's partly part of what it is. Plus, we have a different language, and we really want to support each other, because this can get, you know, like any weight loss program, it can get challenging. And we'll do the disclaimer right now, too, because some people are going to be on the cleanse, other people will just be on the shake starting today and tomorrow, and et cetera. So we'll just qualify with, if you're pregnant and you're probably over 45, you're probably not, or nursing or diabetic on medication, or if you have a medical condition or are beginning a weight control program, please consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes, and just simply discontinue use if adverse events occur. And give us a call. We can get you, of course, connected to different people to help you through that. Most of the time, if people get an adverse reaction, it's because they went a little bit too hard, too fast, too soon on the cleanse. So we're going to have a different method of showing you how to start the cleansing program. It's a more gentle and, in my opinion, just as good, just different, that's all. So let's cover the cleanse again today. There's three types of cleanses. I covered them on Monday, but I just want to briefly go over them again. And the one that you can do, which is called a gentle cleanse, and this might be really good for someone who hasn't done any cleansing or detoxifying, and they just basically want to start the program. They want to lose weight. So you don't have to do a one-day total cleanse using the Cleanse for Life product. Some people just start differently, and the gentle cleanse starts with 2 shakes a day, so let's just use morning and afternoon because that's most common. And just follow the directions on the back on how to make it. And just remember, if you're adding any ingredients to the shakes, that ups their calories. So if you're going to add something, just add a few maybe blueberries. Berries are actually really good to mix with these shakes when you're on a cleanse and on the 30-day program. And you could then have, like say for example, you just want it to have a little bit of different flavor, so you put almond milk in it. That's great. Put almond milk in, but don't choose the kind that is the 100 calories per cup that has the cane sugar in it. Choose the almond milk that, I believe there's one as low as 30 calories, has very little sugar in it. And if you find that these aren't sweet enough, instead of using sugar, because we're going to talk a lot about sugar addiction through these next 30 days, and using stevia leaf powder is an excellent choice. And if you're in Canada, which most of the people on the call are probably, there's a store called Dollarama, and just lately they have, I don't know if they bought out a store that, or closed out a store, but they have actually boxes of stevia leaf powder, a company called Truvia, and they are on for $2 a box, which is just unbelievably good price. There's most dollar stores, there are Dollarama stores across Canada, so most of them will carry the same products or similar, so that's a good choice. Otherwise, here at our grocery store, it's like, I think, $7.99 a box. But it's very, very sweet. The first time you use it, you know, just use a quarter of a teaspoon because it is super sweet. But it has absolutely no calories, and it's really healthy. It's not like one of these chemical substitute products, because those actually can be just worse than sugar. So, like I say, we're going to talk about that one a little bit more depth right now, the gentle cleanse. So that would be your two shakes a day and then one light meal. And I opened my email today and saw a great list of recipes. They're called, from ISAFY, so it's ISAFY.com. And these are, I think it's a whole week of recipes, and they're really good. I went through the ingredients, and I'm pretty fussy about ingredients, but I really liked what I was reading. And I sent that over to you, but I'll also add it to the description of this show afterwards so that people can always click on that link. So any of these are considered a light meal, and it's sort of a great guide to go by. So after your light meal, try not to have that any later in the day than 4 p.m., and then take the cleanse at night before you go to bed. And the cleanse, I'm just picking up the bottle here now. The directions say, for regular use, is that you would drink 4 ounces 4 times a day while you're doing a deep cleanse. So in this case, you might want to do the 4 ounces before you go to bed. And I really like that because if you're doing a cleanse, it works really well for the whole internal system, including the bowels, to be cleansing gently throughout the night while you're sleeping. You're also not tempted by sleeping to, you know, grab and eat or to forage in the fridge. So I like this gentle cleanse. At the same time, you are probably going to have a bit better and quicker results if you do, you know, a whole cleanse day. So just follow your own body. Everybody's different. Some people sail through a cleanse. Other people might get a slight headache, or they might go to the bathroom a bit more, or they might feel tired. Just follow what your body says to you. If you feel tired, go have a nap. It's your body telling you it needs to rest. And our bodies are really good at telling us what we need. We just don't always listen to that. And so you could do that, you know, 4 ounces, and then you could even go on a maintenance. You could go on a maintenance of 2 ounces once a day. Again, that might be great before you go to bed at night. One of the things, I've been going through the ingredients in here in this cleanse, and this cleanse ingredients is, they are so good. They are so high quality. For example, they talk about burdock root. Many, many years ago, I used to teach macrobiotic cooking, which is a Japanese way of cooking for people who really want to get their health back on track. Many people with many illnesses just do super, super well on a macrobiotic diet. And burdock root was one of the first things that we gave people to eat when they came out of hospital or out of chemotherapy or whatever, because the Japanese believe that burdock root really increases the energy in the body, so it helps the body recover. And it's noted in here as one of the ingredients, and I was really pleased to see that. Also, rhodiola rosea root extract, which is just a great ingredient that is really used for strengthening the body also. It's found up in the hills in Georgia and the Republic, way up in the north of Russia, etc. And it's becoming more and more popular these days, especially amongst athletes. And then it's got the ginseng in there. So that you can go through those ingredients if you want to investigate them further, obviously. Just, you know, Google them. Just Google rhodiola rosea root extract, for example, and you'll know exactly what you're taking. It's a very, very high-quality product. So that's the first day of the cleanse for number one, for the first sample of day one. So now let's try the second one, and this is a different type of cleanse. And this is one that Melanie, our wonderful UP team, shared with me. And that is having, for a solid week, just the two shakes a day, not doing the cleanse. So morning and afternoon, for example, you might have your shake, and then at evening, just, again, a light meal. And don't cleanse until the second week, but on that day, do that for 1 or 2 days, you know, depending on how you're feeling. Because what happens on day one of a cleanse, when you do just cleanse with Cleanse for Life, is your HGH goes up, your human growth goes up 1,000%, and this is their research, this isn't an opinion, this is well-researched. Just sidebarring for a second, this company is 15 years old, and these products have been, you know, going for almost as long as that with the company, so they have 24 some research scientists on staff. It's a very big company. So we're getting products that have been refined and tested and just get better. So again, so that's, you could do 1 day of cleanse on the second week, and or 2 days if you want to go back to back. Like, that might work if you're, for example, have every second weekend off, and you can say, oh, I'll just do the cleanse on the weekend. And that way you don't have to, you know, if you feel a little bit headachy or you want to go to bed, then that's fine. You can do that on the weekend. And then the other one, of course, is what they recommend for a lot of people, and that's the 2 days back-to-back. And then you go on the shakes, or you can do a day of shakes and then go 2 days back-to-back. And that, of course, is optimum. And it's really important to make sure that you have snacks. So in your pack, you'll have those little wafer snacks, and those are really good. You can have up to 6 of those a day because they're all, again, formulated to go along with this 30-day program. But most important of all, again, and I'll try never to forget to mention, of course, is water. And drink lots and lots of water, because water is basically going to flush the toxins out of that body, and it's going to make you feel better, too. If you start to feel a headache, even normally without doing a cleanse, if you start to feel a headache, that's usually because you're dehydrated. And we live in dry climates where we're not consuming enough water. And you'll get a better sleep, too. And also, too, you know, take out your tape measure. You don't have to tell anybody. And just see how many inches you might lose over the next 30 days. Along with how many pounds you're going to lose. So get that down. I suggest jotting down everything that you eat. Like, try to keep those light meals very healthy, like a really good protein, you know, good vegetables, healthy. Just, I know that isn't always easy to do, but do your best, and we'll get through this together. Also, too, if you have any questions on any of this, just email me at diamondsorgold, so diamonds plural, or orgold @gmail.com, and we'll address them. I can't, of course, address any medical issue questions because I'm not a doctor or a practitioner. I'm just someone who has been in the world of healthy nutrition for over 25 years. So my level of professionalism here is strictly from what I've seen and read and studied and worked with over the years. So we're just giving you advice on how to do a healthy 30-day program. And let's see, what else did I want to cover today? Let's just go through the shake day and the cleanse day. So again, you could switch that schedule around. You may work nights. You may work afternoons. So just remember that as long as you get at least one serving, 1 4-ounce serving of that cleanse into your body, and preferably before you go to sleep at night, or if you may go to sleep in the afternoon. And then also make sure on those cleanse days that you drink one serving of the Ionic Supreme when you get up from your sleep. And in the early evening, or again, depending on what your schedule is, take 2 of the natural accelerator capsules. They're all in your pack. Drink enough water again, and you know, make sure you enjoy those snacks. There's this chocolate wafers. At first, I wasn't sure about the taste, but I had one last night again, and it was quite all right. And then choose 2 snacks a day from the options, And your snack options, of course, are the Isa Delight, if you got that. That's the milk or the dark chocolate wafers. And at first, when Melanie was telling me about them, I was like, well, chocolate? I don't know. And she said, well, she said, no. She said, it actually is a wonderful formulation in there that when the scientists developed that formulation, the real question came to be, well, how do we deliver this product? And so they decided to find a very high quality, very, very high quality dark chocolate or milk chocolate, and they've just put that formulation in there. So you are getting something that isn't just a treat. It's actually very, very good for you and important. And have, you know, another snack option of a quarter of an apple or a pear or, you know, a few blueberries. Try to stay to your fruits of your region. And there's a lot of research that's been done on this part. For example, if you live in, you know, say Fiji, you're going to have all these exotic fruits. Well, those are indigenous to that area. They're not indigenous to our area. Plus, again, another aside, I should mention, if you're taking the whey protein shakes, it's a good idea to never add pineapple or papaya because they basically cancel each other out. So if you're going to have any shake at all, any fruit added to it, be it a local fruit for yourself, like maybe there's apples right now are super, super good. The apples seem to be good here in the west side of Canada. And blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, just even a few of those in the shake can change a little bit, you know, the taste for you and get you going. And again, if they're not sweet enough, again, a little bit of that stevia. And then if you're exercising, which, you know, some people will still be doing a lot of exercising while taking a cleanse. That's perfectly fine, too. Just really watch your body then. And you could have one serving of the Replenish, which is the electrolytes, basically. And you can also use coconut water for that, too. So they say here, should I cleanse for 1 or 2 days? So this is the company's answer. With the 30-day cleansing and fat-burning system, you should deep cleanse at least 1 day a week, but you can certainly cleanse 2 days back-to-back to maximize your weight loss results. However, you should never exceed 2 consecutive deep cleanse days. Just make sure you're having the shakes after 2 days of a back-to-back. And then let's cover the shake days. So they have the different kinds of shakes, and replace one meal, so for breakfast or lunch or supper or whatever, with 2 isolene shakes per day and 1 healthy, low glycemic 400 to 600 calorie meal. And this link to the recipes that came out today, it actually has, those recipes are 400 to 600. So they're really good too. Drink 1 serving of the Ionic Supreme before you have your shake and take 2 natural accelerator capsules during the day. Here they say 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. So, again, just not along the same time as you would take your Cleanse for Life product. Drink enough water and plan 2 snacks a day, 1 in the mid-morning and 1 in mid-afternoon or your other times. And then take 1 or 2 Isoflush capsules with 8 ounces of water before bedtime. Now, this is the only time this becomes different, is if you're on the cleanse, the gentle cleanse, where you're doing that Cleanse for Life just before you go to bed. That would be they would basically negate each other, because if you're taking the cleanse during the day, you want those flush to get the toxins out overnight. But if you're taking the cleanse before you go to sleep, you're going to be wanting to take your flush capsules, you know, after you wake up for during the day sometime or during the evening. Again, there's the snack options of the Isa Delight, the E+, the Isagenics Greens. I love the Isagenics Greens. I wake up every morning craving them. The Isagenics Fruits, I haven't tried those yet. Slim Cakes, Whey Thins, and the Fiber Snacks. Again, they're all in this program. So another tip they give you is plan your low glycemic 400 to 600 calorie meals in advance. Some people find it so beneficial to plan a full week ahead of meals at one time. And, you know, you can freeze those or, you know, buy enough salad packs or whatever. And here's another tip. If you get those munchies, you know, in the mid-afternoon because your blood sugar's dropping, you're a little bit hypoglycemic, or you have those munchies at night as you're sitting relaxing, watching the news or a telly show, what makes the people get hungry is often the commercials that are on television and the desire, the programmed into our minds and our brains, desire to actually crunch something, to chew. And that is something we've been doing all our lives. We're certainly not going to stop that overnight. So what I suggest is make up a salad. Like if you're on the two shake, for example, and one late meal, make a big salad, but don't put any dressing on it. Just make it up and keep it in the fridge. And say you're going to have half for your supper, for your meal. Then take the other half out, and at nighttime, if you get those munchies or during the day, just take the bowl out of the fridge and just chew on the carrots and the, you know, the cucumbers and the lettuce and the different kind and the kale or, you know, whatever it is that you have in your salad, and that will supply that need. It'll satisfy that need. So just another tip there. And again, for people that are engaging in heavy physical activity, consider increasing your protein by enjoying a lean pro shake. And because when you're working out really hard, of course, you're going to be burning a lot of calories, so you need to make sure that your caloric intake is balanced. So again, why cleanse? You know, unlike laxative cleanses, which are really hard in your body, plus your body can become addicted to them over time, Isagenix Cleanse for Life is scientifically developed to nourish your body with the vital nutrients it needs while ridding your body of impurities. And again, I've had a few questions on, well, why should I cleanse? Why do I need to? We all need to. North America is actually one of the only places in the world that naturally people don't cleanse. You know, in the third world countries, in the hot countries, they cleanse. They have different trees that they use, and they cleanse naturally. It's just part of their daily way of being. And we don't, and yet we're consuming bad food. We don't need to go into what bad food is. We all know that. But we're consuming, you know, pollution. Because if you're in traffic for any length of time, you're going to be breathing in pollution. We have water that's not always pure. We have drinks that are not always pure, loaded with sugar. The body is, it really does need to flush itself out, and what better time than to do it gently? And I apologize for the noise in the background. The gardeners are out there, of course. So they will be going by as they carry on down the lawn. So, oh, here's another pro tip that I had written down. Where did that go? Okay, the gardener has gone by. When you're cleansing, again, drink lots of water. Don't worry about how you feel. Just lay down if you need to get rid of that headache naturally by just closing your eyes and deep breathing. I've done many cleanses in my lifetime, and after you've done a few, you start to recognize the same things that are going on, and you know that your body really is just trying to release the toxins and know that you're giving your body the very best that it needs. So on that note, you've got the link to the 30-day system guide from your office and from the website, and you've also got your meals for the coming week, the 400 to 600 calorie ones. And this show will be recorded. So, again, if you have any questions, please email me at diamondsorgold@gmail.com. I've also put that on the Blog Talk Radio show. And about 15 minutes after the show, this call is recorded onto there. So if you miss it, not a problem. And I wish you all a wonderful day and wonderful cleansing and wonderful, exciting weight loss. Oh, just a note, I talked to Brad, and his wife, Teresa, has lost now another pound. And people were seeing Eileen Beck, who's Dory's partner, and they had seen her, hadn't seen her for a while, and said, oh, wow, you look wonderful. And last I heard, she'd lost 12 pounds. So, and I haven't talked to her in a couple of days. So how exciting for everyone, and we're going to have some great stories to tell, too. And rock it on today.